This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to look at the responsibility facing the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and our elected representatives in Washington, D.C. What kind of special message needs to be sent to those individuals? And they need to send back to the waiting world. It's a message about what the United States really is, and the importance of the United States to the rest of the world, not just the Americans who live here. Sure, America first, but not America only. And the idea that Congress goes home while Ukrainians are running out of shells to basically counteract the Russian invasion, this is a very, very serious matter. And it's a matter in which, honestly, if you think about Republican heroes of the past, heroes like Ronald Reagan, or other Republicans who have represented the party effectively and well in the White House, like President George Herbert Walker Bush, or President George W. Bush, and other White House nominees, people like John McCain, or Mitt Romney. The idea of walking away from NATO, of walking away from an attack on liberty itself, it's just astonishing. And it makes the Republican Party increasingly unrecognizable and unviable for most Americans who do not agree with, J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, who has become a very leading advocate for basically destroying Ukraine and destroying any hope that Ukraine will align itself as it wants to with the West, or continue its existence as an independent, democratic-based nation. There's a very persuasive piece by William Galston that appears in the Wall Street Journal today. And the headline is, Ukraine's Fate Rests on Speaker Johnson. It begins by saying, in a better world, the murder of Alexei Navalny would bring House Republicans to their senses. But many of them don't even care what happens to Ukraine or a threat to Europe. As far as they're concerned, Europe imposes costs on the United States without providing compensating benefits. And the North Atlantic Treaty Organization calls on the U.S. to assume risks inconsistent with its national interest. Donald Trump, the all-time, all-but-certain Republican presidential nominee, writes Galston, has made clear that he has no intention of honoring the commitment of the U.S. To back NATO when it signed the NATO Charter, including the defense of other members who come under attack. If he won't do what membership requires, it won't matter whether he formally withdraws from the alliance. And then he writes this, which is, it is just so very striking. According to a report in the New York Times last week, shortly after Mr. Trump took office in 2017, advisors explained to him America's obligations under NATO's treaty. Trump said, "You mean if Russia attacked Lithuania, we would go to war with Russia? That's crazy." No, it isn't, Mr. President. That's what William Galston writes. But it looks crazy if you have no moral compass, don't care about the difference between democracy and dictatorship, and are willing to accept the prospect of a Europe under Moscow's thumb. The U.S. has worked for three quarters of a century under presidents of both parties to help Europe remain safe and free. Now one ignorant, amoral demagogue has persuaded a majority of one party that this effort is a mistake. A great tragedy is in the making unless leaders in both parties can find a way to thwart him. This begins with aid for Ukraine. Ukrainian troops are dangerously short of weapons and ammunition. Days ago, they were forced to abandon the city of Avdiivka, the site of ferocious fighting for months. A local commander reported the Russians were firing 10 artillery shells for every one that the Ukrainian forces had left. This is an emergency to which the House responded characteristically. How? By leaving town. That's what they do best. When it reconvenes, Speaker Mike Johnson will face a career-defining decision. Will he work with supporters of Ukraine in both political parties to pass aid for that beleaguered country? Or will he follow the path of least resistance and allow the measure to die? Now, the question here becomes, this aid passed the Senate 3-1. It was bipartisan. So what is the problem in the House? The problem in the House is what people call the Hastert rule, which is that even if there is a clear House majority that exists from both parties, unless there is a majority inside the Republican Party, then the Speaker isn't supposed to allow a vote to come to the floor. And if they vote on Ukraine and Israel aid, doesn't get to the floor, and doesn't pass, we're talking about a foreign policy disaster that would punish the entire world, frankly, but would punish our country and our position. And the whole idea that basically that should not impact the decision to actually perhaps risk his speakership by doing the right thing. William Galston concludes, no doubt this would trigger if he goes ahead and allows a vote on the House floor, which a majority of members of the House want. If you take all of the Democrats and very close to half of the Republicans, that's a very clear majority of the House. But no doubt a vote like this would trigger an attempt by some Republicans to do to Mr. Johnson what they did to Kevin McCarthy 4 months ago. But if the current Speaker is willing to stay the course, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries should free up enough Democratic votes for Mr. Johnson to withstand a challenge to his leadership, while giving Kyiv what it needs to survive. Mr. Johnson must take a risk, but he shouldn't have to commit political suicide to do the right thing. Powerful words. There is coming up next a basic decision for a very prominent Republican. Should she stay or should she go? Who are we talking about? Nikki Haley. There is a note to Nikki from a powerful Republican thinker and communicator. And the note says, keep on keeping on. And to what purpose exactly? We will consider that note to Nikki and more. Plus, Frank Luntz and his opinion, the master of public opinion and of focus groups across the country, about those who are the most devoted allies of President Trump becoming mortal enemies. How does that work exactly? And Joe Manchin weighs in on the presidential race, where he will not be a candidate, but he has his opinions. We'll be getting to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
And that may be the assuming that she loses in the South Carolina primary. As everyone expects, the polls all indicate that primary is coming up this weekend. The vote in South Carolina is on Saturday, and then we march on toward Super Tuesday on March 5th. It's amazing how quickly this entire election campaign is unfolding. Should I stay or should I go? Yes, that's the question for Nikki Haley. Haley reiterated that she will stay in the race beyond the South Carolina primary that occurs on Saturday. During an emotional speech in Greenville, South Carolina, yesterday, Haley repeatedly lambasted both Biden and Trump, tying the two old men together on several issues, notably age and foreign policy. The former ambassador started to tear up toward the end of her address. Why? When discussing her husband, Major Michael Haley, who has been serving in Djibouti since June and has been verbally attacked by Trump. It was a rare moment of raw emotion from Haley, who was otherwise steady on the campaign trail. Many Haley allies want her to keep running until the Republican convention in July. This is what Abby Phillip on CNN discussed with Frank Luntz, Republican pollster and focus group master who also reports to CNN. This is clip 15.
So when she says, Frank, that she's going to stay in until the last vote is counted, how much of that calculation is about just staying in the race to be a failsafe if something were to happen and Trump gets convicted of a crime?
There are a lot of people who think that's the reason, and I know that Nikki Haley has future ambitions, but I think that I think that she may be hurting herself. Now, make no mistake, there are significant forces just outside the mainstream of the GOP that does not want Trump and is looking for an alternative. But I, as a pollster who's been doing this now for more than three decades, I see no evidence whatsoever that Nikki Haley is going to be a significant force in the 2024 election.
Okay, and what he's talking about is contradicting some of the reports in a great deal of the polling. The reports in a great deal of the polling show that if President Trump is convicted of a crime, and that's the way they ask the question, if he is convicted of a crime, would you be reluctant to support him for president? And a significant number of Republicans, ranging between 8%, which is a very significant number in this regard, or much more, according to some polls, say no, they would not support Trump if he were convicted of a crime. But in an election that everyone expects is going to be relatively close, there are no wipeouts being predicted in any of the polls. If that election is significantly close, whatever the focus groups show right now, if one of the crimes shows the conviction of Donald Trump, even if it's this most recent trial that is barreling right toward us, that is going to get started in March, the hush money for porn stars. If President Trump is convicted on that one, I mean, some of this, he says it's all political, that all of this is just against him because he's running for president again. But really? Really? Here's more Frank Luntz speaking about Nikki Haley, saying she won't kiss the ring. This is clip 17.
Donald Trump forgives, and people who were his mortal enemy become his strongest ally weeks later, and those who were his strongest allies become mortal enemies weeks later. There's no predicting this. You have to go back to 2012, the last time that a presidential candidate did not drop out when the numbers were clearly against him, and that was Ron Paul, who did manage to get a significant number of delegates, but nowhere near the number that he would need, and it's pretty clear that Nikki Haley isn't going to do the same thing. Now, I look at this in two ways. Number one, it's her right to do so. It's her right to challenge him. And there are about 20 or 25% of the Republican Party that still does not want and is never Trump. But on the other hand, in every single poll, bar none, Donald Trump is winning not just a majority, but a supermajority of Republicans. And then Nikki Haley seems to only be drawing among independents, moderates, centrists, those that do not occupy the center of the Republican Party.
And that being the argument that she could become one of Trump's closest allies after everything that has passed between them, after Bird Brain, what do? You retire the nickname Bird Brain. I do think it's very telling that President Trump did mention Ron DeSantis, who also was a former competitor whose endorsement of Trump was a bit half-hearted, it seemed. But it's very difficult to imagine last night, after going through and naming six different possible running mates, including people who would run against him, like Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott and Ron DeSantis, no mention of Nikki Haley. Last night, Nikki Haley became overwhelmed by emotion when she was talking about her husband. One of the things that Trump had said in one of the lesser moments of his campaign was basically questioning the nature of their relationship. Where's the husband? Where is he? Wouldn't you expect him to be here to help his wife? Wouldn't you expect him to be here to campaign alongside her? Here was Nikki Haley last night.
I wish Michael was here today. And I wish our children. And I could see him tonight, but we can't. He's serving on the other side of the world, where conflict is the norm, where terrorists hide among the innocent, where Iran's terrorist proxies are now attacking American troops.
And yes, her husband, Major Michael Haley, has been a very devoted husband, and being someone who is also devoted to serving his country. The idea that this should become an issue in the campaign, it's sad. And speaking of issues in the campaign, Joe Manchin has some advice for the nation at large and the border crisis, and some advice for President Biden. What is it? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a note to Nikki. We just listened to Nikki Haley, the former ambassador to the United Nations, getting very emotional when she was talking about her husband, who has been directly attacked by President Trump and by some of President Trump's supporters. Before we get back to the Nikki Haley aspect of things, there is a new polling news that should honestly cheer the spirits of any Republican in the country. And really, really good news, which is incredible. There's a new Maryland Senate poll. And it's a poll conducted by Ragnar Research. And it was provided for the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Now, everybody knows that the control of the Senate will depend on a handful of races. Maryland has not been one of them. Maryland is a very, very Democratic state. But there's one Republican named Larry Hogan, who's done incredibly well as a two-term governor, won two landslides in Maryland. He left Maryland with a approval rating as governor of over 70%. And he's now running for Senate. And the poll shows that with Larry Hogan as the Republican candidate, running against the two top Democrats in the race, Larry Hogan, the Republican, is winning big and very, very well, as President Trump would put it, bigly against Representative David Trone. Hogan was ahead 49-33 and running against Angela Also Brooks, who is the county executive of Prince George's County. Listen to this. Larry Hogan is ahead of 52-29. I mean, these are wipeouts. And by the way, if the Republicans capture the state of Maryland, it is almost a done deal because there's West Virginia, very Republican state, where Joe Manchin, who is a Democrat, is going to be replaced by a Republican, almost surely Jim Justice, the governor. I mean, this is incredible stuff. Also incredible, a message to Nikki Haley. In fact, it's listed as a note to Nikki. Keep on keeping on is the heading. The note is from Bill Kristol, who is the former publisher-editor of The Standard. He was chief of staff to Dan Quayle, vice president of the United States, who deserves more respect than he gets now. He is now with The Bulwark, and this appeared in The Bulwark. It begins very simply, she's getting under their skin. Yesterday in South Carolina, Nikki Haley said, "I have no need to kiss the ring, and I have no fear of Trump's retribution. I'm not looking for anything from him." The reaction of Trump's spokesperson to this was too vulgar to be quoted in a tasteful morning missive like this one. And it was something about kissing something else. This was just one of countless instances of creepy Trumpist misogynists lashing out at Nikki Haley. And while one knows these gross comments further pollute our political discourse, one has to welcome them. The more close-up voters see of Trumpist garbage, the more offensive Trump and his followers are to Haley. And the more Trumpists alienate those Republicans and independents who respect Haley, the less these individuals are to less likely these individuals are to end up supporting Trump in the general election. Trump and the Trumpists are annoyed. They feel entitled. After all, no Republican, and this is amazing when you think about it, no Republican has been nominated for president in 12 years, no other Republican other than Donald Trump. And no other Republican has been elected president in 20 years. Who was Nikki Haley to get in the orange man's way? But there she is, in the way. An annoyance, someone who will not kiss the ring. Haley is very unlikely to defeat Trump. But she's won about 40% to Trump's 60% of their combined primary vote so far. And the polls in South Carolina suggest she'll be in the 35% range there as well. If Haley can keep getting a respectable share of the vote against Trump, if she can perhaps even win a couple of primaries of the 16 on Super Tuesday, hey, fellow Virginians, time to step up, says Bill Kristol. She can keep going, which will increase the number of Americans who will hear her increasingly strong and trenchant criticisms of Trump, who'll observe the disgusting behavior of Trumpists and Trump in response, and who'll recoil from Trump in November. Haley's political career has had its more and less admirable moments. But what she is doing now is far, far better thing than she has ever done before. That's a reference, of course, to Dickens' Tale of Two Cities, the last words of the hero Sidney Carton, who is sacrificing his life. It is a far, far better thing that I have never, ever done. It is a far, far better rest that I have ever gone to. He's about to get beheaded. I don't think William Kristol is suggesting that Nikki Haley is about to get beheaded. But he is suggesting that for those people who simply refuse to accept the idea that the only choice for President of the United States is Donald Trump or Joe Biden, both of whom are such flawed candidates, that's a real necessity, having at least some other alternative in mind. Joe Manchin has some advice on Fox News with Neil Cavuto, advice that he gave to Joe Biden. That's fairly pressing advice. Listen, this is clip 8.
So it sounds like you would be open to a no-labels candidate to vote for.
Oh, I'm open to whatever we put forward that has a chance of taking and bringing our country back together. Right now, I don't see it. And I'm hoping Joe Biden would come back to what he said he was in 2020, the person I've known forever, and be more centrist, center-left maybe, but center.
But he's not. He's not
rather than going so far to the
that.
Left. Well, you better hurry up.
Yeah, he had better hurry up. He's right. And then this on the border crisis, also from Joe Manchin, clip 9.
First of all, the border crisis that we have are Joe Biden's fault. Starting from day one, I disagreed. And we've been arguing about this back and forth. I think then in defense of Joe Biden, their discussion and their basically explanation is that the world was in a flux after the pandemic. A lot of people were hurting around the world. We wanted to make sure we could help as many as humanly possible. And the border was overrun, unbelievably overrun. And then the catch and release is horrible. So they waited too long, but now they've come to the table to fix a horrific problem that we have. And saying that we have to wait another 10 months for the politics to be right for somebody is wrong. That's as wrong, if not worse, as what getting to this position. So we have a chance to fix it. We should fix it as quickly as possible. And I'm hoping that good-minded people will come together. We have the ability to fix it, Democrats and Republicans working together.
And I think that he's right, and that's an important message. And wouldn't it be terrific if President Trump picked up that message rather than wanting to preserve immigration as an issue, a problem? Speaking of an issue, a problem, is Arizona really trying to keep the AZ in the word crazy? A new bill to give the legislature absolute power coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedHead annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a lot of talk about a new piece of legislation being introduced into the state Senate in Arizona. And the article about the bill describes it as a disturbing bill. It's not a disturbing bill as much as it is an outrageous bill. What it does is it takes the worst fears that people have about the MAGA movement and actually makes them seem very pressing and very real, the way it's covered in the Daily Beast. It says, an Arizona lawmaker who signed on to be a fake elector for Donald Trump after the former president lost his bid for a second term, has introduced a new bill that would allow members of the state legislature to overturn future election results that they don't like. The bill, formerly known as Senate Concurrent Resolution 1014, and sponsored by State Senator Anthony Kern, seems to bypass the popular vote altogether. And it is the responsibility of the Arizona Secretary of State to certify elections, including elections for President of the United States. But the sole authority to appoint presidential electors is granted to the legislature, the brief bill reads. Therefore, it concludes, the legislature and no other official shall appoint presidential electors in accordance with the United States Constitution. Know what the Constitution suggests and what we've always had in every state in the country is that the voters, not the legislature, get to pick the electors. There's been a certain amount of indignation about this bill. And the reason the indignation is there is there are states in the union that are one-party controlled, basically, in the state legislature. And that's the case in Arizona. But, by the way, it could very easily be shifting. I mean, right now they have a Democratic governor, Katie Hobbs, and increasing Democratic representation in the state legislature, so it may not be just a Republican power grab. But Sam Paisley, who is the National Press Secretary for the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, said in a statement, since 2020, we've seen hundreds of Republican legislators across the country willing to support efforts to challenge and overturn election results, but this latest attempt to remove the will of the people from the presidential selection process is one of the gravest threats to democracy we've yet seen. Take it easy, guy, because they're not going to pass this in Arizona. They then provide some background about Senator Kern, and what it says is Anthony Kern, in his official bio, said he had a heartfelt desire to serve in the military during Desert Storm, but being a single dad and raising two sons at that time, he was unable to. He has a degree in business administration. He is self-employed. He believes in entrepreneurs and owned a private investigation business. Sick. It goes on noting that he has been involved in the Block Watch program and started the City of Phoenix Employees for Christ organization in 1995. In any event, he was also part of the crowd on January 6, 2021. he was not arrested because he didn't actually go into the building, but he was there as part of the MAGA crowd. Paisley, who is from the Democratic side, described Arizona's Republican caucus as a hotbed of MAGA extremism, and Kern has made no secret of his affinity for the cause. He attended the January 16th, 2021 Stop the Steal rally and subsequent Capitol riot. Yeah, let's go to a riot. Although he has not been accused of entering the building itself and allegedly used campaign cash to fund his trip. Not likely to occur, but it is an absolutely terrible idea. In other words, one of the things that is difficult in America is trying to sustain this idea that it's not going to be political manipulators who are in elected offices who determine the outcome of the most important elections we have. There is this rally also. We're talking about the story yesterday about the U.S. veto. And I mentioned what I think was an unfair coverage of this by the New York Times. The New York Times has a front page headline, U.S. stands alone in rejecting call for Gaza truce. UN resolution vetoed. Says move could disrupt negotiations to free Israeli hostages. The United States on Tuesday cast the sole vote against the United Nations Security Council resolution that would have called for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, saying it feared it could not disrupt hostage negotiations. It was the third time Washington wielded its veto to block a resolution demanding a stop to fighting in Gaza, underlining American isolation in its continued forceful backing of Israel. And by the way, emphasizing American isolation, the reality here is that the United States, despite the New York Times coverage, did introduce its own resolution, which called for a temporary ceasefire that would come into existence to allow return of the hostages. But the difficulty with the Algerian ceasefire resolution was that it was an attempt to basically declare an end to the war. The ceasefire they were talking about was not temporary at all. It was permanent and frankly devastating in terms of its impact on the war and Israel's attempt to try to achieve its goal of security. Israel is building a road bisecting Gaza in next phase of war. This sounds like a horror. They're building a road. This is the Wall Street Journal. Tel Aviv, the Israeli army is expanding a road across central Gaza to facilitate its military operations, part of its plans to maintain security control over the enclave for some time, defense officials said. The gravel-paved road is one of a number of Israeli efforts to reshape the topography of the Gaza Strip and to give its military freedom of movement and a tighter grasp on the territory that was the launch pad for the October 7th attack that killed about 1,200 people in southern Israel and sparked the current conflict. Okay, the point about this is that when they say they give them a tighter grasp over Gaza, they've had no grasp over Gaza. Obviously, that grasp didn't exist on October 7th, or October 7th wouldn't have happened. This new road will allow Israel's military to continue to move quickly across the enclave along a secure route, even after most troops have pulled out. The Israeli military already controls major north-south roads in Gaza. The road forms part of the emerging picture of how the Israeli army is preparing for the next stage of war when it plans to withdraw from populated areas and concentrate on targeted raids against Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The building and expansion of the road comes as the Israeli military is also building a roughly 6/10 of a mile buffer zone inside Gaza's border with Israel, where Palestinians would be barred from entry. In other words, what the Israelis are announcing is very clearly, as they have said before, they are not planning a permanent occupation of Gaza of any kind. They withdrew from Gaza in 2005, and they're going to continue that withdrawal. But they're going to do so with some security guarantees that make disasters like the atrocities of October 7th impossible. And God bless the United States for supporting this common sense approach by this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey! Want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.